Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. On the program today, Belinda Judelman. We're going to discuss what she does, which is food security and hunger issues in Lincoln County. Also with us is Julia Young-Lorian of Samaritan Health. She's the CHIP coordinator, and we'll talk about that acronym soon. Belinda, can we start with you and just tell us about generally your title and what you do?
Yeah, sure. So I'm in AmeriCorps with the Commission on Children and Families. And so an AmeriCorps is someone who's doing a year of service. My position is working on food security and hunger relief programs. So I work a little bit with the schools and help them with their meal program, the summer food service program, which is free meals for anyone ages 1 to 18 all summer long. There are free sites all over the county. I also work with the food backpack programs. I try and help out food share. And then I also have a personal interest in really ensuring that the food that we give to people in need is healthy food. And so that's sort of what's brought me to work with Julia in the Childhood Obesity Partnership.
And Julia, tell us about what you do.
Okay. I am a CHIP coordinator in Lincoln County, which is the Community Health Improvement Partnership Coordinator, and I was hired through Samaritan, so I work kind of throughout the county at North Lincoln Hospital and here at Pacific Communities Hospital. And what I do is I work with the community in looking at different health initiatives or health priorities that the community has come together and determined. And so right now I'm working on childhood obesity initiatives, oral health, chronic care, and other things here and there.
So how is it that you two have overlapped your objectives? Can you talk about the coalition and when that was developed?
The Childhood Obesity Partnership Coalition developed about a year ago, June. Samaritan Health Services received a one-year planning grant to look at childhood obesity and how we can address it. And so we had 1 year to kind of bring together a coalition in our community. And this was also going on in Linn County. It was kind of a dual county thing. So we're kind of working together in tandem. And then in my position, I kind of contacted all the different people in the community that might be interested with a natural partnership to kind of look at it. And we have spent the last year looking at a strategic plan, trying to figure out what we can do with low-cost options in our community to address this.
That's wonderful. I think when I see many guests and see the many good things that these partnerships do, because our community's health really has, the lifestyles, basically, really have a vast impact. It's pretty amazing. Financially and for people's well-being. So when you guys get together and make these strategic plans, I mean, it's really something that I think, like you were saying, we have to take baby steps. We have to break down the component parts of what's going on. And maybe this is very general, but what have you discovered so far? I mean, are things going in a direction that you have optimism for?
Yeah, I definitely think so. Since I've been here, I guess one example would be with school gardens. Celeste Charter School is going to have a school garden, the Newport Intermediate School, along with the Cubby Preschool. They just got a grant for $10,000 to put in a new garden. So that'll kind of help in terms of both, I guess, the education aspect and giving people experience with how to grow their own healthy food, which is, a lot more affordable than going to the farmer's market or something. So I think, a lot of people from all sorts of different community groups have been coming to the obesity prevention meetings. And we had an event on Saturday, which had a great turnout. And so I think a lot of people in the community are starting to get really interested in this issue and finding out what they can do. So I'm pretty optimistic about it.
What kinds of things were you educating people about when they came to the presentation on Saturday? Mm-hmm. Like, what was it like to walk up and learn from you guys?
Mm-hmm. Well, we had representation from a lot of different people, Samaritan Health Services. We had information about the nutrition programs and diabetes programs that they have. We had representation from the health department with their Living Well with Chronic Conditions program.
Ann Way was out there, too?
Ann Way had a great leader who volunteered to come, which was great. And the public library was there. We had Healthy Kids, so the person who helps sign people up for the insurance for children.
Uh-huh.
And then OSU Extension was there doing little cooking demonstrations on how to, you know, how easy it is to eat healthy and giving out recipes. And then we also had information. Well, we had lots of games, jump ropes and hula hoops, and lots of information on easy ways to incorporate movement and nutrition into your daily life. So
I, you know, when I was watching this documentary that I was talking earlier to you two about, it seemed like when kids were shown fresh vegetables and they took them into the community gardens and the discovery that the kids made, I mean, they were just so cognizant of the difference between something fresh, you know, versus canned. And I just think that It really surprised me at how quickly they can pick up on this if they're just given, you know, the right information or different points of view. Or is that what you guys are discovering? I mean, kids pick up on things pretty quickly.
I think it depends. I've worked in, I guess, kind of a variety of school garden project settings, and some kids, you know, there's a pretty big disconnect between, you know, the carrot on their plate and the carrot they're helping to harvest in the garden. But I think from what I've seen, all of them, you know, when they taste something fresh from the garden, you know, it's so much better. It's just, you know, a lot more flavorful. It's fresh.
Right.
It's usually sweeter. It's, I don't know, much more enjoyable. So I think that also kind of adds to the optimism, is that if we can give people access to these fresh foods, you know, there's a much better chance that they'll eat them.
Lincoln County Connections, we're talking to Belinda Judelman and Julia Young-Lorien. We're talking about our community's health. And the campaign that you two are working on right now is called Let's Go Lincoln County. And what is this concept?
It kind of came out of a number of meetings we've been having with this partnership that Julia and I both work on. And we decided we wanted to find a way to really get the community involved and highlight community resources for ways that people can, you know, try and eat a little bit healthier and incorporate some more physical activity into their everyday lives.
So basically, you guys are going to help guide people to good choices. Can you talk about some of, you know, the resources that are available that you're highlighting, and how can we go through those, you know, in a way that gives people options?
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing that we did is that we kind of did an inventory of what activities are going on this summer throughout the county. And so, and we developed kind of a community calendar that posting around town all throughout the county. And we wanted to highlight in every community that there are things to do that are family friendly, things to do with your kids, that are low cost. And so, and it was amazing when we started doing this inventory how much actually is going on that we couldn't fit it all even on our calendar that we're posting. So that's kind of where the start is. And then,
and before we talk about the inventory, could you say that generally to be healthier, I mean, there's some components to it. I mean, it's the food we eat and then our activity.
Yes.
I mean, all those things fold into it, right?
Right. It's the amount of food you eat, the type of food you eat. And then physical activity is a little bit more concrete, you know, that people should have exercise in their day, exercise every day in their lives.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the things coming up on the calendar?
There's a number, I guess, a variety of events, things from a kite festival to kids fishing, to
there's walks, like walks with the state park people, bird walks. We should have brought the calendar with
us. Oh, no, and that's okay. And I think what we could do is, what I can do to help too is with a calendar, we can post it on the Lincoln County website, mm-hmm. you know, after this interview, and, you know, begin to get the word out there, because from learning about what you're doing, it sounds like one of the challenges is the perception that, you know, that I necessarily have to pay to go and get, for example, like exercise.
Right.
I know with, you know, being a new dad, one of the things I really learned was that I'm not going to have time to go to the gym. So, you know, mm-hmm. how can I be at home with you know, my 11-month-old mm-hmm. literally lifting him, you know, like he's weights, or doing sit-ups in the living room, mm-hmm. you know, anything basically to rethink what it means to be physically fit, but, you know, just in a mindful mm-hmm. way, you know, as a part of my daily activity, instead of like, oh, well, I have to go to the gym for an hour and a half
right.
to get the exercise yeah. I need. And, you know, I think that is just kind of a perception thing. Mm-hmm. It's really a mental thing about how you look at it.
There are studies that have been done that show that 30 minutes of exercise that we need every day doesn't have to be done at the same time. It can be in 10-minute spurts, or it can be if you want to do 31-minute intensive jumping jacks or something like
right.
that. So it doesn't have to be this thing where you go and do 30 minutes. It can be something as easy as, you know, standing up at your desk and doing some squats for a minute, or walking around the block, or doing these little instant recesses.
Right. And that's some of the education, it sounds like, that you guys are trying to point out. Like, here's all these activities that you can do. It's kind of funny how we sometimes take them for granted being here. We've got the beach.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got all these really these options. And it is. It's funny how you can kind of get in a funk and forget that it's just so easy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're calling it Go Healthy. Sorry, got my
Let's
papers.
Let's Go Lincoln County.
Let's Go Lincoln County. Back to the gardens. And the kids are having the opportunity to go to the community gardens. Is that something you facilitate? Or?
It's not something that I guess we facilitate, but we are trying to highlight those programs
okay.
as part of this campaign. There's a great school garden program at Sam Case, in partnership with them, and the Yucuna Bay Lighthouse. Some master gardeners have set up a program there where the kids go a few times a year and go help plant. At their school, they have a greenhouse where they can learn kind of the starting process of how plants grow. So there's that, which is already a great existing program. And then with this grant that the high school just got here in Newport, you know, a lot of money that a really great program can come out of. And that program in particular is interesting, I think, because it has the high schoolers working with the preschoolers. So you're kind of covering mm-hmm. a lot of different ages there and getting the education to them. And then over in Sillette's, Cheryl Shriver, who works in the lunchroom there, she's very passionate about getting her kids healthy food. And so I've been working with her to help her set up a garden, which will be set up and she can incorporate into her summer meal program. So there are lots of different opportunities popping up. There's also community gardens all over the county. As part of my job, I've been doing an assessment to kind of make a list of all these gardens, because a lot of people don't know they exist and that there are these opportunities
right.
out there.
Right. Is the information kind of getting or going to be distilled into a public access type of a thing at some point? Or?
I think that's the ultimate goal, is to bring up some kind of medium for all of this to be
like a healthy directory
mm-hmm.
almost
right.
that you could, you know, look at, or mm-hmm. a website type function.
We're not quite there yet.
But maybe looking towards something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's definitely something I think we're interested in. And just making, because I think as we realize, as we're compiling all these resources, the biggest problem, maybe not the biggest, but one of the problems, is that people simply just don't know these resources exist. So
mm-hmm.
I think an important part of our campaign will, you know, giving these people access to these resources for free.
And I would like to say that it's been wonderful to have the AmeriCorps Vista program. And Belinda, when you're done, are you going to stay in the community, or what are your plans?
Mm-hmm.
Not sure?
I'm actually not the the kind of bigger AmeriCorps group that I'm serving with, they are shifting their focus in their final year to homelessness. So my hunger position doesn't quite fit in with that. So I'm actually going on to do another AmeriCorps VISTA position. I just got hired yesterday in Northern California, and it's doing more work with food and gardens and nutrition education.
Wow. So. I bet you're looking forward to that, huh?
Yeah, I'm excited.
So how are you going to do after you lose one of your champions?
I know, I'm going to totally miss her. But hopefully, you know, we have a really good, strong partnership, and hopefully everyone will, especially after the summer campaign, I think people are going to be jazzed and want to keep working forward. And we'll just have to call Belinda and get her suggestions along the way.
And do we have the security of you and what you're doing through Samaritan to, you know, continue as far as, you know, it sounds to me like, you know, sometimes the grant monies come in and they shift and they change, and, you know, like the healthy community studies that have come in, there's several. I'm not sure how many there are. I know we've got the healthy communities versus the CHIP assessment.
Right.
And sometimes it gets a little confusing, but do you feel, I guess, that the critical mass is maybe going to continue?
I do. And I think that Samaritan is very committed to this community, and they're committed to address this. And so I think that they're going to support this further.
Yeah. And that's good, because, you know, anything helps. And I know it can be hard sometimes with, you know, the migration of people and the changes, you know, because we want to keep that momentum going. And it would really be great to see you guys hopefully get some sort of kind of living document, you know, kind of out there. I know, where are we about, Bob? So we're about 3 minutes left. Maybe we should just do maybe some last thoughts. Julia, anything you want to get out there before we go today?
I would just like to encourage people to keep their eyes open for the Let's Go Lincoln County flyers. And if they want more information, they could probably check it out on the webpage for Lincoln County.
Sure, yeah, we can work together on that.
And we are passing out information and resources to people if they don't want to go and find it themselves. We have a lot of compiled information that we're willing to send people.
Okay, good. What about you, Belinda?
Yeah. Well, also in addition to these posters that we're creating, which, you know, people will start to see all around town, we've also been compiling a resource packet for programs that already, you know, existing programs with I guess, adults and kids that we would be happy to provide for people. Just kind of different posters and ideas of things you can do in your everyday to incorporate more healthy living lifestyles. And so there's lots of different ways for the community to get involved and support this campaign.
And if either or any of our listeners, rather, would want to contact you, can they contact either of you directly and talk about things? Julia, how do we reach you?
You can reach me at my telephone number at my office, which is 541-574-4947.
Okay.
Or they can email me at jylorion@samhealth.org.
Okay. And Belinda, what about you?
You can reach me by phone at my office, which is 541-265-9883. Or you can send me an email, which is lincoln.hunger@gmail.com.
Okay. And if you didn't catch that, I know what we can do is maybe we can take your recent flyer, put that on the county's homepage, and then I would be happy to work with you to kind of, you know, compile anything that you're working on and get out there in the public domain, because it sounds like there's a lot of different components and a lot of different partners. And we're really, really looking forward to that calendar, too. That'll be really nice. So thanks for being on the program.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
I think we're going to have you back soon and see what's going on. Because I think hopefully if the weather starts to change, more people will be getting out, and it'll be good. Good. So you've been listening to Lincoln County Connections. I really appreciate you tuning in to us today. If you want to stream this program later, I know that Bob King puts them in the audio download center at kcup.net, and they're there for about a week, aren't they, Bob? So, yeah, that's a great service, and we really appreciate that. So tune in next week. We'll have another great program. Thanks for listening today, and go out and get them.